Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Lou in Astoria, what's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year.
How are you? Happy New Year, Lou.
I'm okay. Listen, even though you usually quickly hang up on me, I just let me see.
No, that's not true.
Story. I'll be quick, okay? Listen.
Go ahead.
I love the late George Steinbrenner, okay? And I know you don't like the conversation right now. This is why you get uncomfortable. But anyway,
I just don't like comparing him to his son at every turn, but yes.
Okay, listen. When George Steinbrenner, as far as when I was alive, he saw a player that beat the Yankees up, let's say like a Guerrero or Jackson, he would tell his team, I want you to go get that guy. Okay. Nobody's going to be better than me. You know what I'm saying? If you can't beat him, join him, okay? That's the attitude that George Steinbrenner had. Not only that, but, Chris, he once said, and I quote, there's two things in my life, breathing and winning, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to...
His son does not have that.
Exactly. When it comes, listen
fair.
To this. When it comes to the our GM, okay, if you remember, okay, he refused to sign Alex Rodriguez, and the boss went over his head. I said, I want him in here right away, and he actually ended up saving your favorite GM job in 2009. Not only that, but in 2004, when he was hitting 400 in the first three games against the Red Sox, he would definitely have another ring. If you remember that theory.
Give me that last one again.
In 2004, when A-Rod came to the Yankees, okay, he was hitting 400 in the first three games against the Red Sox, and our great Mariano blew two saves. Otherwise, he would have the championship in his first year.
No, I get it, but he didn't. And I don't know how you remember it, but I remember Hank, not Hal, not George, but Hank, being the driving force of getting Alex Rodriguez back, not George. I think George was already in decline, and I don't think George was the driving force of that. I could be wrong. I'd have to go check. George was definitely still with us. But I remember Hank being the driving force, and Hank was more like his father than Hal is. I think that's fair. The idea that Hal doesn't consider winning the championship like breathing, I think is fair. But again, how many owners do? And I don't know about you, but I don't think the Dodgers necessarily even feel that way. I think they've been given an opportunity to handle this way because of the contract that they gave Ohtani. I mean, who's the other team? Like, the Astros have been as dominant, right, in this time period and won championships. Do you think it's because their owner cares more about winning than breathing? Like, it doesn't, you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to be great necessarily. And again, when you talk about George was willing to do this and nobody, he would do that. When George was running the team, he didn't have to put money in the pockets of anybody else. George never had to worry about being taxed and putting money in the Tampa Bay Rays' pockets to come and beat him. He never did. I don't know how George would have handled it. I don't know how George would have handled the luxury tax. I don't know how George would have handled spending $320 million, having $320 on the payroll, but actually spending $370 million. Like, I don't know. You might think you know. We don't know. He didn't have to do any of that. All right? I'm not trying to tell you Hal is better than George. I would never say that. I've never said that, and I won't say that. He's not. But when you people call up and have selective memory of what George was and act like there was never a time period where the Yankees were as bad as they are right now, and that's just absolute nonsense. The end of the 80s and early 90s, the George-led Yankees were so much worse than anything we have seen under Hal, it's not even worth mentioning. He broke apart the team and felt like they had to have speed, and he brought in all these speedy guys who couldn't hit, and the offense went to crap, and they couldn't pitch either. And he made all these trades and sent everybody away, the famous one, you know, mentioned on Seinfeld, the Jay Buhner trade. Like, George ran the team into the ground in the late 80s, early 90s, where they were terrible. Dead seasons in July. We have seen nothing like that under Hal. Nothing. Now, again, I'm not throwing parades for it, and I'm not telling you Hal's better than George, but we talk as if George never had a time period like this, or George would have never stood for this. You're right. George might have fired Brian Cashman, might have fired Hal Steinbrenner, hired the wrong people, and run the damn thing into the ground when he tried to take over from those wrong people. Like, we don't know. The Yankees might be far worse off right now if George Steinbrenner was running the team, because he doesn't have endless pockets like his son. They don't have endless pockets. He wouldn't be able to win a bidding war against Steve Cohen as much as his son can't win a bidding war against Steve Cohen. Where's he getting the money? Would he have made sure they had a third baseman going into last year? Probably. Probably. Would he have beat out Steve Cohen for Juan Soto? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. No. Would he guarantee you a championship? No. Nope. No, he wouldn't. But we act as if he would, when the only time they really won championships with him over the last, you know, since 1978, those teams were built when he was banished. We act like he would be guaranteeing the Yankees some sort of guaranteed win, and they'd be winning in the postseason with him. The teams that won from 79 to 90 when he was banished didn't win a damn thing. Then he was gone. Gene Stickmichael built the championship team. Then he came back. They won with the team that he didn't build. And then when he started really making the big moves, they didn't win. When he wanted Giambi, when he wanted Sheffield, when he wanted those guys, they didn't win after that. And then the 09 team is built without him. So explain to me why George Steinbrenner, if he was still running the Yankees, would have all these championships when really, from the minute he took over until the minute he unfortunately passed away, he won two championships in 70 and 77 and 78. And outside of that, I could tell you other people were much more in part for the reason for winning the other championships that he was here for. That's all I'm saying. Love him. Great owner. Hall of Famer. His son's not like him. His son doesn't want to win as badly. Totally agree. Things would be different right now if he were the owner. Totally agree. But let's not act like he guaranteed winning and Hal is ruining this once glorious franchise. Like, I hate the once great New York Yankees. Again, yeah, the once great New York Yankees that allowed Bernie Williams to be bullied in the locker room to the point that Mattingly had to step in, that had guys bringing in live animals, taking their 16-year-old girlfriends to team functions, like, you know, that great franchise, that once great historic franchise.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Go watch the documentary on Peacock that Joel Sherman did about the early 90s Yankees. Go ahead. Tell me if Hal is ruining the once proud franchise that never saw anything like this. Doesn't mean I'm not disappointed he's complaining about $100 million and hasn't signed anybody, because I'm not happy about it.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.